This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
What do you want to do, Ray?
I don't know. You're watching porn over there.
I wish I was watching porn over here. It would be a lot better than doing this show.
106.5, The End.
Last week, intern Kevin took his vacation. So in the process of that, Katie had been designated the emperor of podcasts. Now, you can go to endonline.com, and in the top right corner, it says podcasts. And anything that you miss from the Wake Up Call, you can get on our podcasts. You can find them on radio.com, Apple Podcasts. Anywhere you get your podcasts, you can hear the segments of the show. Now, Katie and Kevin went through very extensive training to make sure that Katie was caught up in knowing how to upload the podcast. Well, yesterday, Kevin comes to me and he says, hey, I just want to let you know that all of the podcasts, I double-checked and made sure that all of the podcasts from last week were updated. And a lot of them weren't correct. So he had to fix them. And good morning, Intern Kevin.
Good morning.
So Intern Kevin put together this list of instructions on how to do the podcast. Now, listen, unfortunately, your instructions were crap. And
I mean, they were not just crap. You left out huge chunks of instructions. Okay, mistakes happen. What would happen when I would text Kevin? He gave me so much back sass because I had the nerve to ask him questions. At one point, he said, it's literally a step-by-step instructions, like some kind of a-hole IT guy.
Okay, hang on.
It wasn't step-by-step even a little bit.
How about the point where I trained her and she wasn't really paying attention?
Oh my God.
Talk about the other part where
he is only getting this kind of swagger from the fact that we are socially distanced
100%.
Right now.
100%.
If we were together, he'd already have a pen in his neck. Oh my God.
Wayne, can I ask you something?
Yes.
Oh, I'm pissed.
Okay,
now
okay.
I'm pissed. I'll never help you again.
That was just point one.
Yeah. Go ahead. Keep going. Point two was, during the auto uploading section, you've asked me 3 questions when during training, and I saw you write it down too. I told you to make note of the picture icon to add all audio. Very important step. And I saw you write it down in your book. But then,
I thought I wasn't paying attention, Kevin.
I know. Well, you didn't read your notes that you wrote.
Wait, I was asking questions and I wasn't paying attention? That's borderline miraculous.
What I'm confused is how you wrote down the instructions,
honey,
but you still tested me.
You thought you were going to go behind my back.
I didn't go behind your back.
Just to clarify.
I ain't no snitch.
All right, just to clarify. Yesterday I asked Kevin, can you double check the podcast to make sure that they're all okay? We got a text from someone saying, some of the podcasts weren't working. I looked at the instructions that were penned by intern Kevin, and I was like, this isn't right. So we had to call Kevin, and Kevin had to re-edit his instructions, which is fine. But Kevin's retort was, I gave Katie the
like a one sheet type of thing.
Well, like, no, you had like, wasn't like a Zoom call or something?
Oh,
that you had?
Yes,
had
I recorded.
Got it.
A screen share.
He recorded it, and then what did you do with the recording? When I came to you, after the next week and said, "Hey, I'm
during my vacation,
this.
I just want to put that out there.
Excuse me, mommy's talking.
Okay, mommy's rude.
I came to you because the instructions made no GD sense, and I said, "Hey, can you send me that recording of our Zoom call so I can retrace my steps?" And what did you say, Kevin?
The video got deleted because I thought someone was paying attention during our instruction.
Oh, hang on.
You want to come at me? I sent that instruction to get proofreaded 2 days before I left.
By who? So, the person that doesn't know how to do it?
Well,
you're the stupidest person I've ever met in my life.
You're supposed to take it, go through the instructions, and figure out if it was good enough for you.
No, you're talking over me again.
Okay, all right.
Everybody go to their corners.
No.
Oh, man.
All right, listen. Kevin, is everything fine now with the podcast?
I mean, I had to take very long time to fix everything.
Okay. It had to take long time.
All right. Listen, if Wake Up Call listeners want to go and support Kevin's backtracking and...
No, you know what? It's my turn to tell people to delete Kevin's Instagram.
Don't talk to me.
Turn his mic off. He doesn't deserve it. At Kevin Wake Up Call and block him.
Oh.
Wow.
But if you do that, you just got canceled.
By who? You
good. Watch. You're going to regret that. You're going to regret it.
Listen.
Go back to your corner.
All I was going to say was, listen, if you want to support listening to our podcast because we're lonely and no one listens to this show anyway, you can listen to Kevin's hard work, Katie's hard work on making sure that they were covered while Kevin was gone.
Mm.
I wasn't going to go as far as saying to block you on Instagram, Kevin. So, I mean.
How do I stop following? Unfollow.
You click the big button that says follow and unfollow. Did you need a step-by-step instruction?
Oh my God! Hey, Kevin!
I can't hear you. Your mic's off.
How come you have so few followers and we have so many?
Uh-oh.
God, I hope that... Please be quiet again. It was the best you've ever sounded.
Oh my God. Somebody just texted in, "Rain, pull his pants down!"
What?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.